It's Audiomo 2020, Day 18. Roll VT.
Over the past few weeks, we have rigorously tested our prototype app in the Isle of Wight and in field trials. Because of this testing, we discovered a technical barrier that every other country building their own app is also mission critical to any contact tracing app. So as it stands, our app won't work because Apple won't change their system, but it can measure distance, and their app can't measure distance well enough to a standard that we are satisfied with. Throughout this, for me, what matters is what the best bits of both systems together. I've always been optimistic about the contribution that technology can make in this battle against coronavirus. And coming together in this way will bring together some of the best minds to find a solution to this global challenge and help to save lives. In the meantime, the NHS test and trace system, based on good old-fashioned human contact tracing, is working well, identifying local outbreaks and helping to control...
So that's today, June the 18th. If only we had some kind of time machine to take us back to, I don't know, May the 5th?
And of course, we're developing the contact tracing app, which can help us deliver test, track and trace on the mass scale that we need across the country. The app, which takes full consideration of privacy and security, has already been tested in closed conditions at an RAF base. And today I can announce the next steps. From tomorrow, we will begin to pilot test, track and trace on the Isle of Wight, starting with health professionals and rolling out this week to all citizens. I'm grateful to the huge enthusiasm shown by Islanders who know that by participating in this pilot, they're at the forefront of helping get Britain back on her feet. Where the Isle of Wight goes, Britain follows.
I'm probably going to be really boring now, but I'm going to take you through the whole timeline of this shambles. April the 12th, Health Minister announces a new NHSX app for contact tracing. So NHSX are the people designing the app. April 24th, Matt Hancock describes the app as crucial for preventing the transmission of coronavirus and says the contact tracing operation would be functioning in a matter of weeks. April 28th, Matt Hancock tells the Daily Downing Street press conference the NHSX app will be available from the middle of May. May the 3rd, Transport Secretary Grant Chapps said the app would be piloted on the Isle of Wight. I think this was on the Andrew Marr show, if I remember right. May the 4th, it was launched on the Isle of Wight. May the 5th, well, you just heard that. That was Matt Hancock describing the app as a very, very positive step in terms of us being able to get some of our liberty back. Liberty, good Lord. May the 7th, the Tory Isle of Wight MP, Bob Searley, tells BBC Radio 4 World at One the trial of the coronavirus tracing app on the island is off to a very, very strong start. I'm doing that bit in speech marks. May the 10th, Robert Chenrick, who I think is the housing minister, says about 40% of the people on the Isle of Wight were using the NHS app in a pilot. May the 11th, NHSX admits that some new Huawei phones and some older mobile phones cannot run the contact tracing app. Dr. Grant Lewis, who's in charge of the development of the NHS COVID-19 app, says the new tool will only work with newer operating systems on Apple and Samsung phones. That's quite specifically Samsung phones, not all Android phones, is it? Another week ahead, May the 18th. Meanwhile, Downing Street announces the NHS contact tracing app will be launched across the country in the coming weeks, despite Health Secretary Matt Hancock suggesting it would have been rolled out by mid-May. May the 20th, Apple and Google release their apps. And on the same day, security researchers flag several potential flaws in the NHS contact tracing app. May the 28th, I remember this specifically, so they launched and had the big launch for the whole contact tracing system. without the app, obviously. Although they'd said the app was a really important part of it, but never mind. And then we'll go forward to June the 17th, so a day ago, and Health Minister Lord Bethell, who is one of those responsible for the smartphone app, announces to MPs that the app may not be ready until the winter. He told the Science and Technology Committee that the pilot of the app on the Isle of Wight had been successful, but said the app isn't the priority at the moment. And then today, they basically announced that they're going to use the Apple and Google app. Honestly, they're just clowns. They're utter clowns, this government. I didn't want to be ranty this year in audio mode, but how can you not be when you've got people like this? And then on top of that, also today, we've had our Foreign Secretary, Dominic Raab. Although this is, I shouldn't be surprised, because this is the man who, during the Brexit negotiations with the EU, seemed to think that the port of Dover wouldn't have much of an important role in the negotiations. And so today he's, let's get the quote. He was asked about people taking a knee in connection with the BLM protests. And he said, "Do you know what? I understand this sense of frustration and restlessness, which is driving the Black Lives Matter movement. I've got to say, on this take a knee thing, which I don't know, maybe it's got a broader history, but it seems to be taken from the Game of Thrones." Honestly, these people, it's beyond just brass neck now. It's just... Boy,